Yeah, actually, it's the piece One Day. I'm actually headlining the concert that will be held on September 21st in the DRC of Congo. And we're there to pretty much promote the piece and, you know, try to get Congo to a more stable, you know, society in that area.
What are you trying to achieve with this?
Well, it's more so about raising the awareness, you know. I think a lot of people don't really know how conflicted Congo is at the moment, you know, and it's a lot of other areas of Africa, also, of course, that's in the same situation. But of course, you have to start one place first and then just hope that the awareness raises around the whole continent itself.
Have you visited?
Oh, yeah, I've been there a couple times before. We actually had a television show that I actually produced called Vodacom Superstar, which kind of highlighted all the talent in the Congo between the East and West and created a competition amongst the two sides. And it was amazing.
So what is going to happen with this concert? Give us, I mean, you don't have a crystal ball at the moment, but let's look into it. Tell us what will happen.
Well, I mean, the object is to pretty much get both sides, left and right. And where we're going to hold the concert is going to be in a neutral space where both sides can actually come have a great time. And for one day, we want to cease the fire and just try to bring the two sides together to enjoy a great day. And I think one day starts with another day to the next day to hopefully a year of peace.
Is it just a day of music?
Yes, one full day of music. There'll be some other actually added acts, majority all local acts within the Congolese people there.
By any chance, are you having any of the rebel leaders, you know, the militia group leaders appearing on stage to make a statement for peace?
Well, you know, and it's interesting that you actually raised that question, because that's something I'm personally working on now as to which figures that will be, you know, I think impactful to be a part of this movement that we're doing in the Congo. So we're working on something very, very special for that day.
Have you met any of them?
I met a couple of them, yeah.
What was that like for you? What did you talk
about?
Oh,
I mean, with me, it's love. It was always loves, hugs, handshakes, smiles, you know. But, you know, ultimately, because I'm not the one in the mid, but I can be a great mediator between the two. Because ultimately, of course, they see me in a different light. And I'm, you know, I'm non-threatening for any side. So I would like to keep playing that role itself.
Would you let us know who you have met so far?
No, I will keep that on the wrap.
I'm hoping that we can have another conversation during the concert or after it. But I also understand, Akon, that you are currently on another mission to light up 1 million homes in Africa by the end of this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. The goal is to light up 1 million homes by the end of the year.
How many homes have you lit so far?
We're at close to 200,000 now.
And how are you lighting up these homes?
We're actually doing it through solar energy. We feel that the solar energy is the solution to light up all the